KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's the day after Thanksgiving, and the holiday gift procurement bacchanal is underway. Adobe Analytics says people spent over $6 billion online on Thanksgiving Day, a 9% since last year. Harvey Finkelstein at Shopify says the first big holiday shopping weekend has grown.
What you're seeing is it's not just go into a store and buy something at a discount. There's far more engagement, and there's far more ways to purchase. Social media is playing a big role here, but physical retail is definitely not dead.
Little Rock's Park Plaza Mall was packed with day after Thanksgiving shoppers. Then, gunfire. Someone shot three people inside the mall. Authorities say the wounds not considered life-threatening. The mall now closed for the investigation. In Bolt, West Virginia, a Raleigh County deputy shot and killed an individual who, authorities say, took a shot at the deputy who was responding to a 911 call, the deputy suffering a non-life-threatening wound. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. After Thanksgiving marks the beginning of the holiday shopping season, and all across the state, communities are taking part in Small Business Saturday. Ann Wiegman of the Wisconsin Downtown Action Council says there are great benefits to shopping locally.
You will come downtown and you'll realize that there really are some great stores downtown. And when you're shopping in that store, you're probably going to be waited on by the owner or the owner's wife or someone who's really worked there a long time. So they really know what they're talking about. Doesn't matter if you're shoe shopping or you're clothes shopping, you know, they know where that product was made or how it was made and what makes it special. And they really want to help you get what you want.
Wiegman says 90% of the downtown businesses in Wisconsin are owned locally, giving people plenty of options for local shopping on Small Business Saturday. Don't be fooled by delivery scam texts this holiday season. Melissa Kay reports.
The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau warns phishing texts or emails look like official notices from delivery companies. They either contain a tracking link, a message that the shipper is having difficulty delivering a package to you, or a link to update delivery preferences. Clicking the link takes you to a form that asks for personally identifying information or to a site that downloads malware onto your computer. Another scam is missed delivery tags. They place a note on your door that claims you've missed a package. It includes a number that you should call to reschedule your delivery. It's a ruse to get your personal information. To avoid delivery scams this holiday season, keep track of your purchases, don't click on links, don't leave packages sitting on your doorstep, and open your delivery right away to check for damage or signs of tampering.
Find out more at bbb.org. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to wgbw.fm.
The Badgers lose to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers lost to Minnesota at Camp Randall 24-7. The Gophers win the Paul Bunyan Axe. The Badgers finish with a losing record of 5-7, ending their streak of 22 years of going to a bowl game. Head coach Luke Fickell on his seniors' final game at Wisconsin.
I feel bad for them. I apologize for not putting us in position to put them guys out of here and send them guys out of here the way they should be sent out for all that they've done for us. That's not what they deserve.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Lions next after beating the Dolphins last night 30-17. Matt LaFleur says the offensive line needs to improve their blocking for running back Josh Jacobs.
We got a lot of room for improvement there and they know it, but we got to be better. Sometimes we got to have better play calls. Sometimes we got to have better execution.
The Chicago Bears fired their head coach Matt Eberflus after they lost to the Lions yesterday, failing to use a timeout at the end of the game. Assistant Thomas Brown named interim head coach. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, a low in the mid-teens. The wind settles down a little bit. And mostly sunny as we look into tomorrow, a high in the mid-20s. Around 30 degrees for the high Sunday, more sunshine into the area. Currently 21 degrees.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. An all-new live show back in the studio. Join us for a look back at the holiday weekend and prepare you for the week ahead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who hates shaking hands, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, this is Pete. Hope you're having a great Thanksgiving week and enjoying your families. We have a few days off doing the same, and we'll be back on December 2nd. In the meantime, we put together some fun segments for previous shows. Hope you enjoy, and happy Thanksgiving. We have a few more minutes here with Pat McGann, who has been waiting patiently. Pat, so who do you think is funny today? If you're not watching your own stand-up and laughing hysterically, like I assume you do every night, who are you watching that makes you laugh?
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah.
Who puts me to work all the time.
There you go.
I really enjoy him. No, I also enjoy, I've been a fan of Bill Burr for a long time. I don't think I would probably drop any names that surprise you. I don't watch a ton. I mean, I do and I don't, you know? Nate Bargatze, very funny guy. I enjoy, I'm trying to think who else I've been watching. I liked Wanda Sykes' last special. I thought her special on Netflix was very funny.
She is.
I'm trying to think who else.
Do you like Chappelle? Are you a Chappelle fan?
Yes. I mean, Chappelle, Chris Rock, all the like obvious, right. Brian Regan, a lot of these. But you know who I think about a lot is John Caponera.
Oh, yeah. Fellow Southsider there. Yeah. Very funny.
Yeah. And I think about how I observed him, and maybe like it didn't dawn on me at the time, but it was like, I remember like talking to him backstage, and, you know, he's about to go on. And he was not like, you know, how some people be like, hey, I got to get in my zone. I got to get in my space. And he was like the one carrying the conversation, and he's about to go on. So then he goes on, and you ever get that feeling like, wait, that's a different person that was just back here.
Huh?
Like, he just flips this switch and becomes like a performer, because that's what I feel like sometimes we almost have to remind ourselves, like, yeah, you're doing stand up. Yeah, you're doing jokes. You're doing a lot of the same stuff over and over again, but you have to like act like you're doing it for the first time in a way.
Right.
And I didn't really like maybe identify it at the time, but it's like, yeah, he flips a switch and he goes to work and he performs the material, like becomes like this animated character in a way.
Yeah.
And I just think there's a lot of takeaway from that when you see it in person, especially when you see it like, he's this guy backstage in the green room, and then he goes up there. You're like, how is that the same guy that was just in here? You know?
That's so great. It's very interesting you say that, because I remember that Zany's green room, and I remember I was in a college contest when I was at DePaul, and the other comic, I think it was Larry Reeb and Anthony Griffin, were on the show that night. And I'm just hanging out, waiting to go on, and they're between shows. And Anthony Griffin, this is going to sound so weird. Anthony Griffin is eating a beef sandwich from like Mr. Beef down the street. And I'm like, God, all I want in life is to be eating an Italian beef sandwich between shows in the green room at Zany's. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like,
right.
I don't know, that what you just said made me think of that. And it was, it's those great things we keep with us as young comedians or performers that are so impressionable. And Campanera probably doesn't remember talking to you that night, and it, but it had this profound impact on you. That's so cool.
Yeah, for sure. And then that's what it is too. You know, it's like, there's no classes you can take. There's no school you can go to. It's just doing it, observing it, being around it, and, you know, trying to really just learn from the experience and from, you know, being around people that you're always going to be around people that have been doing it longer, you know?
Yeah.
And you're always going to be around people that have been through it. So those are the people I've always learned from a ton.
That's great. What is your career goal, Pat? You got, you know, you're doing theaters. You could probably do theaters, I'm sure, without Sebastian, but you're having fun with him. That's great. Do you want to keep selling out theaters, have your own sitcom, be a social media sensation, chimney sweep? What are your aspirations? I don't know.
I mean, I would love to. I want to keep developing the stand-up. You know, I feel like I'm just kind of getting going with some of the material, is getting like closer, more like, feel like I'm being myself on stage, and, you know, keep doing stand up. If there's an opportunity to do a sitcom or do a show, I would be open to that. I like hosting. I would love to host a show. I want to host your show. I want to take this show over. It's only a 3-hour drive to Madison. I could do this.
You could commute. I'd be scared you would take it over, but I actually need to find a replacement in mid-August because I am taking a vacation, and they want me to find a replacement. So I know you're half joking, but that option is there if you want it. I'll just say, you told me you got divorced recently, and usually when I've had, you know, obviously a lot of friends that get divorced, and you never take sides.
I asked you not to bring that up.
It takes two people. I know, but now you're threatening to take my show away, Pat. So I'm going to make you look bad. No, but it takes, you know, two people to be married, two people to get divorced. And you're the one case, and I don't know you really well, but I feel like I have a good sense of the person you are, where I'm like, I would never leave Pat. And I have a staunch record of heterosexuality, Pat. But I don't know how you're divorced. And that's a compliment. I don't even know what to do with it. You seem like a great guy, is what I'm saying.
No, it was not in the plans. I didn't see it coming, but, you know, it's hard to talk about in a country where marriage is so sacred, you know.
The reason I brought that up, I was trying to throw you a compliment, but you do great jokes.
Shaq shooting a free throw. Those are the chances of success. The same as Shaq shooting a free throw. It's a coin flip. No, I
didn't mean to bring.
I'm surprised by it too. I know. I'm surprised by it too. But I think it was, you know, a lot of, like, you know, just life happening in the last several years. And, you know, it's, I'm trying to talk about it more, like, on stage with you. I'm talking about, like, just like getting my life together, because I had to get like all new furniture. Because when you're getting divorced, you're not looking ahead thinking like, hey, where am I going to sit? So I had to go to like Bob's Furniture. That's when you know your life's in disarray, when you're at Bob's Furniture. You know, because you ask questions, like, there's a lot of furniture. Hey, this is this maple, oak? What's this? Like, no, it's the dust. That's the sawdust. And we press it together. And then we sell it to sad people like you. I mean, I got a sectional made out of denim and gauze in my house. Arm rest is like a cinder block, the kitchen towel wrapped around it. I got a concussion taking a nap.
It's just,
I don't know if you bought furniture recently, but they'll try and talk you into like getting a cup holder. You want a cup holder in your couch? Like, I'm getting divorced. My life's not over.
I was just trying to get you to talk about your kids and all the jokes you do about your kids. And here I got some of the new divorce material. That is so great.
I'm trying to work it out.
Where am I going to
sit? My kids are busy, though. They're good.
Yeah.
They got enough going on.
Speaking of kids, Pat, everyone that comes on the show, I ask them what they're watching. Or have you taken your kids to see any of the summer blockbusters?
No, I have not. They want to see the Despicable Me 4. That's in the plans. And that's what it is now. Like, you go to these, it's like, you want to see Spider-Man 12? You want to see Batman 9? Every redo. What are we watching? We watch YouTube videos of people opening presents, but we don't see faces. We just look at hands opening packages. That's what kids watch now. So satisfying.
That sounds fun. What about you when you're done after a long day? I assume you write for 12 to 14 hours a day. What do you watch when you put your pen down? I assume you write with a pen too, Pat.
I do. I write with a pen, feather pen. I quill. I have a quill. And I dip it in my ink. No, I watch. You know what I'm watching right now is the new installment of Hard Knocks on nice. HBO. It's like the New York Giants trying to build their team. And I'm watching, what else have I been watching recently? I watch a lot of documentaries. I don't watch a ton of comedy.
It's hard to watch. I find it, I'm like into true crime and stuff and cop shows. I can't watch comedy either. Like I'll flip around, and if I see something, I'll watch it for a little bit, but no, I'm with you. When are you coming to Wisconsin? Last question for you. When can we see
you live? I'm going to be with Sebastian. I'm going to be with Sebastian November 6th. In Milwaukee.
Oh,
at
nice.
At that arena, Fiserv.
Oh, wow.
Which is going to be pretty insane. And that's all I have on the books for Wisconsin right now. But I'm hoping to get back to Milwaukee myself. I'm working on coming to the Pabst, I believe.
Oh, sweet.
So I hope to be able to, you know, share a date on that soon.
Okay.
But then, I'll be traveling with Sebastian when he comes through in November.
Pfizer Forum, that's no are you gonna dunk?
Yes.
Sweet.
You gotta find somebody to dunk on.
That's a great closing bit. Just don't open with it, Pat. Never open with a showstopper. But I think if you dunk at the end, if you dunk at the end of your set, you'll be in good shape.
Can I close on a left-handed layup? Would that impress anyone?
yeah, absolutely. Hey man, this is so great. I'm so glad you took some time. It was just great to have you on the show. I cannot thank you enough, my friend.
Yeah, really good to see you and hear you, Pete. Thanks for having me, bud. I really appreciate it. And
you got it.
Like I said, I want to take the show from you.
Well, bring it. I don't know, what am I supposed to say to that? None of you
I
heard
was joking,
that in the
booth. Pete.
I know. Think about guest hosting, though. I'm sure they'd love to have you, especially after hearing this interview and how much funnier you are. Seriously, great time. Thanks so much. And we'll talk soon. Keep us posted on the Wisconsin dates, too.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Pete.
Okay.
Good to hear you, buddy. All right,
you bye. Too. All right. That's Pat McGann. Check out his special, When's Mom Gonna Be Home, on Amazon. Very funny. Fun for the whole family, too. Pat is mostly clean and just hilarious. So check him out on Amazon Prime.
Listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hi, I'm Michael Friedman, CEO of Simple Life Hospitality. Let us take the hassle out of vacation rental property management. We'll maximize your earnings and handle every detail from cleaning to maintenance and repairs. For guests, enjoy a stay that feels like home with hand-selected properties, personal touches like local recommendations, and extras like concierge service that will make your trip unforgettable. Whether you're a homeowner or a traveler, experience the Simple Life. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Crier Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Crier started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Crier quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine tune.
All right, I'm very excited. We're going to move on here. My next guest is the host of Tune In With Me, which is a nationally syndicated show that you can see on MeTV every morning. Great show. And he's also an old friend and a very funny comedian and a very successful radio personality in his own right. Bill Left joins us now on Nightlight. Hey, Bill.
Pete, happy Dolly Parton's birthday to you and yours.
Via Kenny Rogers. Thank you, Bill.
I wait, Kenny Rogers.
Thank you enough.
Why wouldn't you play? It would only be logical to play the Dolly Parton part of that song.
That's not how
you opted out.
Yeah, we don't do that. We try to keep people guessing. We don't like to let people get too complacent.
Let's say today it's not, but let's say it was Kenny Rogers' birthday. What would you do? What would you run?
Tiny Tim. We play some Tiny Tim, and I don't know. I don't even think they ever collaborated on anything, but I just feel
no,
like...
No, they never worked together, unfortunately.
Because you thought I was going to say Dolly Parton.
I thought you were, but you pulled the old switcheroo on me.
that's right.
Can I ask you a question, Pete? First of all, how long have you and I known each other and been friends? Forever, right? Would you say forever?
I would say we've known each other 30 years, been friends 21 years. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like
that. The first 9 years were a little frosty.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Whenever I have something good happen in my life, I say to myself, I can't wait to tell Pete what happened to me. Whenever I have something bad in my life, I say I need to talk to Pete so he can make things right. Hmm. I trust you. I love you. You're like my brother. And I only say that because I don't understand Conrad, your producer. Every time I'm on the show, this is the second time this has happened. Conrad is real nice when you're around. And then like today, before he put me on, he goes, you better do good. Like out of nowhere, he just goes, you better do good. And I go, I'm going to do good. And he goes, do you love your grandmother? I go, yeah, I love my grandmother. Why would you ask me that? He goes, it'd be a shame if something bad happened to her. And then he just starts cackling. Whoa.
Conrad?
So far, so good, Bill.
Oh, man. I got to tell you, listen, first of all, I'm surprised you don't ask me for more advice, Bill. I want to say that.
I'm going to start.
Second of all, if Conrad is saying you need to do good, he needs a grammar issue. We'll square that away too. And I want to say, right, I'm very sorry. I think he's all hat, no cattle.
I hope you're right. Yeah. I don't know what that means, but I hope you're right, because
I
so look forward to coming on with you, and I'm not nervous because I know when you and I sit down, when we get together, it's just all kinds of fun. We're just doing it to have a good time.
Very few threats.
Right.
Yeah.
But he throws this extra thing on there, like, if you don't do good, my grandmother's very sick right now, Pete. Oh, like, geez. Even the smallest thing could jar her and end it for her. And now I'm afraid that if I don't do well, Conrad's going to kill my grandmother.
All right. Just give me 1 second.
All right.
Cease and desist. One more threat, and that's it. You understand me, Conrad?
Yeah.
Bill, I think I just addressed it. We'll see what happens, but keep me posted moving forward. I really don't think it'll be an issue.
Thank you for doing that.
And my best to your grandmother.
And I'm not one to tattle. I'm not what you'd call a tattletale. But it's just, it's gotten to the point where I've been looking forward to being on the show today. Like, I didn't even go to work today. I just stayed home, man. And I'm like, boy, 9 more hours till I'm on with Pete. 8 more hours till I'm on with Pete. And then, you know, to have a producer. I know the importance of a good producer, and he is right. A good producer, don't get me wrong. But is he threatening all the guests like this or just me?
This is the first I've heard of it, Bill. I cannot. I'm sorry that's happening, because he is a good producer.
No, it's not your fault.
You know, and I just, I don't know. I've got to look into this.
The last time I was on, I don't know if you remember this, Pete. I was very honored to be your first guest.
Yeah, you were. That was great. That was a lot of fun.
I was the first guest. So about a week before the show started, Conrad started driving past my house late at night. Like I would look outside and I would just see him slowly driving past the house. Wow. And my wife was scared and my kids were scared and he didn't do anything, but it rubs me weird. It just makes me nervous.
It's a boundary issue, I think, is what you're saying.
It is a boundary issue.
I'm with you, Bill. And I think we've addressed it. I don't know that he's ever threatened another guest. But I think this
but
is
he may have.
Well, he may have. Yeah, you're not, you know, yeah. I don't want to put you in a situation where all day you take a day off work and you're like, do I snitch or do I not? Do I take one for the team and just do the show, or do I bring something to fruition here? And I think it's good that you did.
All right. Well, thank you. And I don't want to dwell on it, and I don't want to bring the show down, because the show started out really strong. You had the guy on and he was talking about Sydney Sweeney and people love that.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some convention talk at some point, I'm guessing. But I want everyone to know I'm doing this under duress.
Okay. Well, I think that's a good first step, because you just saying it, getting it out there to the listeners, you've got sort of, you know, I mean, Conrad's got an alibi because he's here, but you're putting this on record. And I think I'm sorry you have to go through this, and give my best to your wife. That's not fair.
I will.
All right.
She's scared out of her. She's hiding under the bed right now.
That's terrible.
I give her credit, because my daughters just ran. They just fled. But my wife is under the bed right now.
The only thing that would make this weirder is if in 3 hours, Conrad got in his car right after the show and comes into your house a whomping and a whooping, and this is really happening.
I wouldn't be shocked if what you just described, I know you were kidding around. But if that happened, I would just nod. I would just go, yeah, Pete Stradamus, he knows what's coming.
Pete Stradamus. So, I mean, I'm sure we could do this. This is so fun to do, first of all, Bill. I was at Second City last Sunday night with my wife and
kids.
Were
you?
Yeah. We didn't go together. They happened to be there. It was weird. But and they sat us together, which was even more strange. But
that's weird.
It's just fun to riff. I don't live around comedians anymore. So whenever I need to do this, especially with someone as talented as you, I'm just going to have you on the show if that's okay.
All right. I'm in. I will stay here and I'm in.
We'll have an actual bull session, as they call it.
I would love that. Pete, I just heard you went on vacation, and forgive me for not knowing this, but I don't. Where did you go? Did you go somewhere exotic?
Yeah, a little place called, we kind of did the exotic triumvirate. We went to Chicago, Lincoln Park, overnight to break up a drive to Kalamazoo.
Oh my God.
A wedding on a Monday. Don't get me started. Yeah. And then we drove back up to Door County. So I don't think you can, let's just say if you have a date, Bill, her motor will be running.
You know what it sounds like? You've been to Epcot Center. It sounds like a Midwestern version of Epcot, where you went to all the best countries. You got a sample of their wares.
Bill Leff is here. He is the host of Tune In With Me every morning on the MeTV network. Bill, we're just going to do a little bit of news here. And I want to ask you about MeTV and Tune In, because it's a great show. Can we do that?
Yeah, I love that.
Give Terry a cold compress, and we'll be right back. All right. Pete Schwab at Nightlight, Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Work on requests for the state budget gets underway in December. Terry Barr has more.
There's a group focusing on the importance of the arts in Wisconsin, and it's getting ready to advocate for more support during the upcoming legislative budget process. Create Wisconsin is a nonprofit based in Madison and trying to expand opportunities in the arts across the state.
It's an investment in people, businesses, organizations, and communities. People are really hungry for that authentic, unique. Mm-hmm. That's what we try to nurture and to assist.
Ann Katz is the director of Create Wisconsin. She says the Badger State remains in last place when it comes to arts funding and support.
Everybody wants their community to be vibrant and healthy and have people visit and live there. And so we try to help people figure out what they need, and then we figure out how we can help them.
A post-election recap and pre-budget planning gets underway next week. Learn more about Create Wisconsin. Go to createwisconsin.org. I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin State Parks are moving to a new 12-month admission pass. Brittany Merlot explains the difference.
It's something that's been available in surrounding states and will now be here in Wisconsin, starting Monday, December 2nd. The new pass, available for purchase, will be valid for an entire year from the day you buy it, when previously all passes expired on December 31st, even if you bought it just a few months prior in October. With the new pass, let's say you purchase it in February. It'll be good until the following February. The pass will be marked to indicate the month and year in which it'll expire. People are encouraged to save time by buying their passes online. Orders placed online will receive an email receipt with a confirmation number that can be used immediately for park entry. I'm Brittany Merlot for Civic Media News.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, a low in the mid-teens, the wind settles down a little bit. And mostly sunny as we look into tomorrow, a high in the mid-20s. Around 30 degrees for the high Sunday, more sunshine into the area. Currently 21 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
On the next New Wisco Weekend, we're bringing back one of our favorite issues. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. It's all about joy, happiness, and simple ways you can share it.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother,
Hey, this is Pete. Hope you're having a great Thanksgiving week and enjoying your families. We have a few days off doing the same, and we'll be back on December 2nd. In the meantime, we put together some fun segments from previous shows. Hope you enjoy, and happy Thanksgiving.
You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
My guest tonight is Bill Leff. Tonight and right now is Bill Leff. He is the host of Tune In With Me on the MeTV network. It's on every morning on syndication, a great show. Bill, how are things going there?
It's going pretty good, Pete. I'm not going to lie to you. We're starting up season 5. Did our 800th episode, which is amazing.
Whoa.
It's 800 of anything is a lot when you stop and think about it. But we've done 800 hours where, you know, you get to be a kid again. You get to watch Saturday morning cartoons just like when you were a kid. And it's fun and exciting. I love doing it.
So is that basically that's 200 episodes a year. I assume you don't shoot 200 days. Do you break that up? And even if you have to go in for 200 days, that's like teacher days, right? You get some time off.
We don't shoot it in real time. So a lot of days we'll shoot parts of 3 or 4 or 5 different episodes.
Okay.
You know, I know that breaks the fourth wall and it's more than we should be giving out, but it's interesting the way it's done. And it's done for several reasons that way. I don't understand any of them. They've explained it to me. It'd be easier for me to just start at the beginning and end at the end, but they go, no, you can't do it that way. So we do it a different way.
They're trying to protect you from Conrad. Keep your moves kind of covert. You're on another show, Bill, too, on the MeTV network. Are there any shows on MeTV you're not on? And tell us about your new show.
All right. So they added me about a year ago to Svengoolie show. Now, I've been watching Svengoolie since I was in high school. I never in a million years thought I would be on it even once, much less almost every week. But that's what's happened. I play a character named Nostalgia Ferratu, who is an 800-year-old vampire who loves trivia. And it's been a hit with the kids.
That's so cool.
And then there's a third show that's going to start in October that I'm sworn to secrecy about, but I will be on yet a third show on the MeTV network. And they're trying to figure out a way to get me into old episodes of Sea Hunt, but so far that has not happened.
I think 3 shows, you're doing okay. You're like the face of the network.
You know what happens is when you get older, you get a lot uglier and stuff. And I'm like, well, I shouldn't even be on one show, much less 3. But luckily, they've got very poor eyesight there at MeTV, so they let me be on 3 different shows.
You hide their bifocals from them. They keep giving you shows. Bill, how much do you make a year? Let's cut right to the chase.
I make $70 a month, so if I'm doing the math right, it's $840 a year. That's pretty good money.
You had a thing you used to do that I thought was so hilarious. You never liked when people asked you what you made. And it is a personal question. It's like mind your own business. Yeah. But people, whatever they asked you, whether it was a corporate gig or if you were opening at Zany's, do you remember what you'd tell them?
I can't remember.
You'd say whatever they say. And I remember this. People had no problem asking you what you made because comedy was so different. How much you make doing that?
Yeah.
And you always said $5,000.
Yeah. Yeah. That was my price.
I just got to go open a corporate show for 10 minutes. What do you make for something like that? $5,000.
$5,000. That's my going rate. If you want me, you got to pay me the $5,000. So sometimes I was dead on target, and other times I was off by about $4,980.
Hey, so you're a good Chicago boy. You've been there your whole life. Phil Donahue passed away. I have to be honest, Bill. I thought he was already dead, and I don't mean to be crass.
You know what, Pete? The only thing worse than being dead is having people think that you're dead.
Not
I'd
if you want
be
anonymity.
Dead than have everyone assume I'm dead.
But did you know he was a lot? Like, he kind of hasn't done anything since some MSNBC stuff years ago. I really thought he had passed away.
No, I knew he was alive, and I had the pleasure when I was working at one of the Chicago radio stations. He came into town. I don't remember what he was promoting. I want to say for a while he did a podcast with his wife, with Marlo Thomas from That Girl. And I think he was in promoting that. And I got to interview him. And he was I always envisioned him to be a very nice, fair, gentle human being. And he was beyond that. He was so cool. And like, I was pulling out episodes one by one. And I'm going, I know you did. I just bragged about doing 800 episodes. I think he did 8,000 episodes.
How about that?
Of Donahue, of his talk show. But I was pulling out like the most obscure moments that I remembered as a kid. Like, for instance, he had Alice Cooper on in the at the very pinnacle of Alice Cooper's career, when he was one of the hottest guys in rock and roll. And he came on not as Alice Cooper, but as his real self, Vincent Fernier. And he was talking about how he loves to go to church and he loves to golf and stuff. It was the exact opposite of what you'd think from Alice Cooper. But Phil Donahue made it great. He was so perfect.
Yeah, he was something else. It's funny. I don't know if kids, I remember watching him in college, and I don't know that kids now would watch a daytime talk show that wasn't like Jerry Springer or Ricky Lake, or, you know, he was like a really, he was a journalist, you know?
Yeah.
It was great.
And a groundbreaker. You know, I know if you read anything about him today, you found out that his very first guest was a woman named Madeline Murray O'Hare, who was a very controversial figure back in the 60s and into the 70s. She was an atheist when it was not a good idea to be an atheist.
Right.
And she'd come on and really challenge everybody's thoughts about religion. And that was his very first guest. And he just ran from there. But it wasn't exploitative like the talk show hosts that followed him. It was just very, as you pointed out, it was very journalistic. He came at it from just the right angle. And boy, was he good.
He was great. I just had one of my friends, Rob Thomas, was on, who writes for the Capital Times in Madison.
Yeah.
He's an entertainment reporter. And we were talking about there was a hoaxer named Alan Abel, whose daughter did a documentary about her father. And that's what he did his adult life. He just pulled hoaxes. And one of them was he tried to outlaw breastfeeding, and he got the right all riled up, saying that women have feelings and it's improper when they're breastfeeding. And he got on Tom Brokaw. And
really?
Yes. The documentary is called Abel Raises Cain. And it blew my mind. And he was on Brokaw, and Brokaw's just nodding, and he's throwing this Alan Abel's throwing these facts out there that are just completely made up. And he's like, you know, Tom, the Minnesota study for normalcy says that 52% of women who breastfeed, and Brokaw's just nodding along. You can't fact check. There was no Google then.
Right.
And he got on anyway. He was on Donahue, and he planted people in the audience when they were doing a thing about older homosexuals. And when these people would start to talk about their relationships, he had people faint in the studio audience.
Oh, no.
And Donahue cleared the audience. You know, he cleared the whole studio audience out because he thought something was coming in through the vents or whatever. But just a great documentary if you ever get it. You would really like it. Just because
I would love to see that. All right. I'll watch it with you and Conrad just as a peace offering.
We'll just distract him with the documentary, and we'll sneak you out.
You know who else just passed away? I don't know if you've mentioned this. Peter Marshall, the longtime host of Hollywood Squares, died this week.
I saw that. Yeah, I did see that. That was before my, I don't remember watching. I guess when I was a little kid, he was the host, right? Were you a fan?
I used to love that show. Yeah, I loved it. And every once in a while, they would veer off course. Instead of doing the Hollywood Squares, they did a thing called Storybook Squares, where all the stars dressed like characters from kids' books. And they did it. It was the same rules as Hollywood Squares. But the two contestants were kids instead of adults. And I thought, wow, this is really cool. Nobody was doing stuff like that on TV at the time. So that was a lot of fun.
That's great.
Did you know Peter Marshall, is the father of a Chicago Cub? Did you know that?
I'm trying to think who the Cub would be. Marshall.
I will give you a hint. He has one of the most unfortunate names in baseball history.
And his last name is Marshall?
No, actually.
Oh.
He went by his father, Peter Marshall's real first name, not his made-up stage name.
Oh, who was it?
Pete LeCocq.
I should have guessed that.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid watching baseball and saying, I don't think I'm supposed to be saying that name. It's just the guy's name. Like, you know.
That was his name.
That was his name.
So I still remember, like, when I was a kid and Hollywood Squares were on, the announcer would say, one of these stars is sitting in the secret square, and the contestant who picks it first could win a prize package worth $1,000. But which star is it? George Gobel, you know, and he would just go on with all the celebrities and stuff. And as a little kid, I would say it along with the announcer of Hollywood Squares. And now Peter Marshall's dead. So what good did that do anybody?
You did your part.
I tried.
My guest is Bill Leff. He's the host of Tune In With Me every morning on MeTV. Check it out if you haven't. He's also on Svengoolie and a show to be named a TBD title, yeah. Or anonymous. What do they call that?
A show to be named later, but I can't say anything else, Pete.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm making it dangerous.
Will you come back and tell us when the show actually airs?
I would love to. Yes.
We can watch it when it's on, right?
Yeah, it'll be on in October. Okay. Just set your VCR for people have VCRs, right? Set that for MeTV.
I still have beta. So, Bill, what's your favorite? Have you seen any of the summer movies? What's the best movie you've seen this summer? Do you have one?
Boy, you know what? I was listening to you ask that question, and I thought to myself, I don't know that I've gone. After COVID, I've only seen a handful of movies, and none of them have been great.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's very disappointing.
Yeah.
You know? I used to go to the movie theater, two or three or four times a week, and now I think I've seen three movies in the last 5 years in theaters, and that's only because they're scary and my wife refuses to go with me.
You like the scary movies?
I love scary movies.
Yeah.
Do you?
A lot of them this summer. You know, I'll be honest, I'm seeing more movies now since I've been hosting this show, and I've seen some scary ones. I'm okay with them. I don't like the really graphic, like, I don't know, did you watch The Boys?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, it's so unbelievably graphic, and it's not
good.
It is good. The writing's good, but I think they go a little too far where it kind of takes me out of it. But
yeah,
I've seen Maxine and X this summer, and I've seen A Quiet Place. I don't know if those are you're talking about, those types of
films. I would love to see that. I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, we've got a lot of movies we got to watch together.
Yeah, you just say the word, and I'm there. I will tell you this on a movie-related basis. I don't know if your phone does this, but my phone does this thing where it feeds me stories, news stories. Like if I hit the news button, it tells me stories that they think, whoever's running the phone, that I'll be interested in. And right now, this has been going on for 3 weeks now, half of the stories in my news feed are about Blake Lively. And I don't like her and I don't dislike her, but I don't need to know anything else about her. But every day I'm fed 11, 12, 13 stories about Blake Lively and the relationship she didn't have with her co-star in her latest movie. Or why she named her last daughter what she named her, or why her sisters are all actresses, but we've never seen them in anything. Every single day I get all this stuff. How do I get out of that?
It sounds like you've read quite a few of the articles. I got to be honest.
No, I just read the headline.
Okay.
It tells me in the headline what it's about.
Can't you click the little button that said hear less about this or kill notifications for this kind of thing?
I'm just going to bury my phone in the yard or something.
They'll still find you.
Oh, they will?
They'll still find you, Bill.
They're relentless.
Hey, what would it take? All right. What would it take you right now for you to go on the road like you did in the early 90s and let's say be the middle act for some road headliner in a city like Rockford or Akron?
Yeah.
Would you do that?
I would do it. I would be glad to do it, but my asking price, Pete, is $5,000. So if they can meet that, I'd be more than happy to do it.
I think they're going to give you summer money right now, so you might want to wait a couple months.
I'll wait until like October or November then and get my full share.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, I would do it with you. If you went on a barnstorming tour, I think I might do it with you.
That's how I am. If someone calls or a friend of mine says, hey, I'm doing a gig, will you open or whatever, I always do it. And weird thing is I still write jokes down when I think of them. Even though I so infrequently do stand up, I do. Yeah, it's just like a habit or whatever. Hey, Bill, can you stick around for a couple more minutes?
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. We'll be right back with more with Tune In With Me, MeTV's Bill Leff. This is Nightlight with Peach Wappa.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show. From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
In 1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
Bill Leff is with me. He's the host of Tune In With Me on every morning on the MeTV network. It's a great show, especially if you have kids. You watch some Bugs Bunny cartoons, then Bill says funny things. It's just a great... Bill, whoever thought of that, I mean, it's just a brilliant idea.
Yes, it was Prince Charles whose idea it was.
And he wanted no piece of the action.
Monarch, but he wanted what?
He wanted no piece of the action. He didn't say, I want a taste. He just is a good guy who wanted people to be entertained.
He loves Chilly Willy cartoons. I had no idea. He called me up out of the blue one day and he goes, would you host a show where you show Looney Tunes, Wile E. Coyote, you know, Chilly Willy? And I'm like, you're Prince Charles. Yes, absolutely, I would, yes. All right, now I'm going to take your question about summer movie, and I'm going to add Dolly Parton to the mix because it is Dolly Parton's birthday.
Yeah.
What is your all-time favorite Dolly Parton movie, Pete?
Oh, you know, one of our listeners is a huge Dolly Parton fan. She says Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. I would probably agree with that. Because I remember liking it, but I don't know a lot of her movies. I have to be honest. So I'll probably say that one.
Well, I know a lot of people would take 9 to 5.
Oh, yeah.
For me, it's, and I think you'll agree with me on this, her greatest movie ever was Godfather 2. I thought she was so good in Godfather 2.
Who did she play in that, Bill?
She was Hyman Roth, one of the other Dons. He was out in Florida.
Yeah.
Michael Corleone came to see Hyman Roth. That was Dolly Parton.
And nobody
knew that.
You
don't even realize it because she's so good.
God, she's just that good. That's incredible. I kind of forgot about that, honestly.
Yeah,
you know what I liked
amazing.
Her in? The Longest Yard. Did you see her play quarterback?
Oh, God, yeah. She's so good in that, too. She was so good in that. Did you ever see Das Boot with Dolly Parton?
She's like Tom Hanks. She's been in everything.
She's been in everything. And because she's such a chameleon, you just accept it. You go, all right, whatever you got, let me see.
You know what
she's
I think
so good.
What is so funny, Bill? Like, I've known you, like, what do we say, for 30 years or whatever. I don't think I've ever had a real conversation with you. Like, even in our emails, Bill, okay, everyone listening, Bill started calling me Debs. Just a cute housewife nickname, Debs. How are you doing? Yeah. Yes, I'd like to be on your show. And I, you know, I got to come up with something to match, try to match what's with Bill. So I said, you know, you should rename, you should call yourself Built. Like if you ever start lifting weights, Built Left or Built Left, if that could work too. But so the last few email exchanges, it's like Debs. Yes. Got the information. Looking forward to it. Okay. Thanks, Built. It's like,
You know why, Pete? I've always thought if you're going to do something really stupid, why not go all the way? Right?
Yes.
Now your invitation to go on the road reminded me of something, and I don't know if I've ever told you this. When I did stand-up, there were certain guys I loved to work with, you being way up on the high end of that list. Because you always wanted to find somebody that was really funny, hopefully really clean, very original, you know, and you certainly fit that bill. But another guy that I used to bring with me, like when I started headlining, and I go, oh, this guy's so funny, is our friend Mike Siegel, you know,
who
was in a movie that I think you wrote and directed.
He did have a part in the Godfather of Green Bay. That's correct. He was also in Traffic. Yeah.
He's had a very nice career. So one time, and if I've told you this, I'll just tell you the quick version. But we were working together in Kansas City. And, you know, whenever you go to a new club that you've never worked before, they always want you to come in early the first day so they can get to meet you and tell you what the club rules are. Sometimes they'll post the club rules somewhere. So at this club in Kansas City, in the green room, they had a list of the 10 rules of the club. And they all made sense but one. Like, it started out, it said, you must get here 20 minutes before showtime. If you're a comic on the show, you're entitled to 2 free drinks. If you want a third, it's half off. You know, it was all stuff like that. But the number 10 rule on this club in Kansas City was absolutely no Vegas walking.
Come on.
So Mike and I go to, we read this, and the owner of the club is there with us. And I say, how firm are you on your no Vegas walking rule? And he goes, well, pretty firm. He goes, I want to say that if you do it once, we'll have a talk about it. If you do it twice, the week is over. I can't use you if you're going to Vegas walk. So Mike goes, what if the crowd wants us to Vegas walk? He goes, no, it doesn't matter what the crowd wants. This is a professional club. There'll be no Vegas walking. And I say, what if you start out Vegas walking, but then you look at the audience like, I got you. I'm not going to Vegas walk. He goes, guys, I can't stress this enough. You cannot Vegas walk in this club. I don't know where else you work. We don't allow it. All right. So that was about 25 years ago. To this day, Pete, I have no idea what Vegas walking is. I don't know if I ever did it by accident. I just know that in Kansas City, you better not do it.
I thought you were going to say, like, so we decided to Vegas walk and then, like, kind of sashayed into a foxtrot or something, you know. That's funny. Oh, my gosh. What is that?
And like, I don't know what it means. I have no idea. And I know I could probably Google it,
yeah,
but I'd rather spend the rest of my life not knowing.
Maybe it's like James Caan when he kind of puts his shoulders back and puts his chest out, maybe.
I think that could be it, but why would he be so adamant that nobody do it? What is he losing in that?
Yeah, because it's kind of cool.
I just thought maybe, this is in the back of my imagination, maybe it means getting up and just really taking your time getting to the stage, maybe playing a hand or two of blackjack on the way, you know, seeing a show.
Wearing sunglasses.
Liza.
Yeah, right.
Sunglasses.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Bill, that's funny. Thank you. I thought you were going to say Mike Siegel tried to kill you, but I'm glad you didn't
say
that.
Well, Mike Siegel would not.
Friends.
He would be a protector.
True.
If Conrad ever does what he says he's going to do.
And you don't want to mess with Mike.
I don't want to mess with Mike.
He'll Vegas walk your ass right into the. That is
He's
so.
He's done it before.
Have you ever Googled that? You should Google that. Maybe it's like a thing.
I don't want to know.
You don't want to know. I'll Google it.
It's so much better not to know, isn't it?
I agree. Bill, thanks so much. This is so fun.
Thanks, Pete.
Right,
happy
Debs.
Dolly Parton's birthday to you and
Debs.
You, Conrad. I hope you love me one day.
I'll keep him away from you. I'll set a screen and roll.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, All Bill. Right. Have a great night.
Bye, guys.
Check out Me TV and tune in with me every morning. Bill's so funny. He's the host. Nightlight. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Dom Selvia.
Jess P.S., Dom's producer here. Next time, Dom will be back live for all the political talk you missed. No more looking at how the sausage gets made, except for the government. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Max Inc. Radio.
We're replaying. playing the amazing live performance from an 11-year-old, plus new music from around the state. I'm Terry Barr.
Saturday and Sunday night starting at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.